Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We're just tired of talking sports for 20 minutes or so. Lee, say your last name.
Terbosic.
We got it right.
You had it right on the way
yes.
in. Yeah.
Lee Terbosic.
And then someone was doing the Croatian version of it. Which
Terbosic.
Is? Terbosic. That is, so you See? Both had it right. That's the Croatian way to say it.
Lee, you're... we're fascinated by you because we see you on all these television spots, right? And we're fascinated by Pittsburgh Today Live, which is on KDK all the time at 9 o'clock. And you're billed as, this is great, you're billed as magician, comedian, entertainer.
Yes.
And so, but the magician side of it, I think this is where it spawns from, is one day we were like, the magician stuff, like the card tricks, the dice stuff, all that kind of stuff. We'd love to know the inside, but I'm scared to death of that life. Like, I'm scared to death to know too much.
Knowing too much. It'll ruin it for you.
Right.
Once you cross over.
So, what's the whole... Give us your whole spiel here.
My spiel?
Yes.
I was born and raised Pittsburgher.
Okay.
Raised in the Steel City. But I've been so lucky. I've been a magician every day since I've been 10 years old. And I've gotten a chance to tour around the world doing magic. Took my career all over the place. And... now I'm back in Pittsburgh pretty regularly performing, you know, public shows and doing big stunts and doing local television with PTL on there regularly once a month. It's been a fun ride.
I saw the stunt when you closed down the street, and it takes a lot to close down the street in Pittsburgh.
That took 5 years of planning to put that together.
My gosh.
Yeah.
What happens when all you magicians get together and find out who that mask guy is that gave all the tricks away on TV a couple years ago?
We already know who that guy was. We knew who that guy was before he did the show.
Honestly?
Yeah. His name was Val Valentino.
Oh.
He was a magician in Las Vegas, and... you know, Fox hit him up and said, hey, you want to wear a mask and tell everybody how it's done? And he went for it.
And he ruined it.
He ruined it, yeah. Funny thing about him is I actually ran into Val at an event in Las Vegas maybe like a few years after that. And he actually, I didn't know he was the masked magician at that moment. But right shortly after, I got a friend request on Facebook. And I was like, no, deny. I'm not accepting that friend request from the masked magician.
So what can you do that works for radio in terms of magic?
That's what's always a fun, magic on the radio is like one of the hardest mediums to do. But we can do something,
okay.
Right? We can definitely do a trick or something.
Chris,
will you help me out with this?
What do you need?
All I need is just put your hands out for a second.
All right.
Here we go.
I'm
now
off the hook. This is all on Twitter right now, too. Producer Matt holding the camera.
Colin Dunlap, right. Chris Mack, Jim Colony. I'm going to narrate this, all right?
And do the play-by-play.
So I want you to just make fists.
So Chris is making fists.
Making fists. Shake one of your fists.
Shake either one. Doesn't matter.
He just shook his left fist.
You want lefty. Okay, put your right down. You
can let that go. So Lee tells him put his right fist down.
So what I'm going to do on my hand, I don't know if you can see this, I'm going to draw just a little X right there on my palm.
All right.
So there's an X on Lee's palm.
Left palm.
Watch the X.
Okay.
So I want you to watch that. Here's what's crazy. If you watch that X, what I'm going to do is I'm going to try to grab the X on my palm. And I'm going to
twisting his hand here.
You're right. X. It's gone.
Wow. Okay.
Now I have it right here.
No,
but if you watch the X, I'm just going to sneak it just like that.
Uh-huh.
No, he didn't touch Chris. He just rubbed
nothing.
His hand around Chris.
Has not touched me at all.
Nothing.
Okay.
All right. Open my hand.
Show ahead.
Now, I have no idea how he did that.
Now, Chris,
no
opened
idea.
His hand
I had nothing. There was no X on my
all
hand.
Right, so
that's.
I don't
I'm
know
totally freaked out right now.
Lee, I got to be honest with you.
I am too.
I don't know whether to pee my pants or retire or kick you out. This is, so he just rubbed his hand around Chris's hand, and the X that he drew on his own hand appeared in Chris's. Jim, would you explain?
It was like magic.
Narration. We have to narrate.
Colony breaking it down as only he can.
I'm not the best color man in the league for nothing. You know what I want to know? If you started this at the age of 10, how many hours did you spend in detention?
Oh, my God. Oh, well, you know, that's where I practiced all the time when I was in high school.
Where did you go to school?
I was a Baldwin High School guy.
Yes! My man! B win win. Come on, dap it up. Thank you.
BHS, the fellow Highlanders. Then I went to Robert Morris University, became a Colonial. But here, you want to do more? We'll do some more?
Yes.
Yeah, we do. Okay, cards now.
All right, cards. Now we're doing cards.
Let me just warm these up a little bit. Warm them up. And So let's get, we'll try something.
All right, here we go.
Since we have the aid of radio, and I know it's hard to like visually do magic with cards, so we'll try this. Jim, will you help me out?
Sure.
Just all right.
Say stop for me. You can say stop anywhere you like.
Right now,
right
stop.
There. This is ginormous.
I'll pick up. Don't let me see it, but take that. That'll be for you, okay? That'll be for you.
Of course.
And then we'll get you one, too. We'll get you
okay,
one
yeah, yeah.
So just anywhere you like, just say stop. Right there. Take it. Don't let me see it. That's for you, though.
All right. So okay. They each took a card, all right?
Good. So you both have one.
Jim has a card, and Chris has a card.
I have a chance to see it, right? You both are holding it.
Yeah. No.
So you have them in your mind, right? You have that card in your brain. So right now, you're thinking. Right now, you're thinking of your card. You're thinking of a. It was a red card. Yes, it was a red card. Great.
Yes.
And then you saw that you liked the fact that it was a diamond, didn't you?
This is good.
Interesting, huh? And then it was a high card. I believe it was. You're thinking of a high card. And
was it Lee?
I believe it was. It was. Am I one jack off?
Ridiculous! Oh my gosh!
Look at this. Jack of Diamonds. Okay, wait. But
hey, you know who asked? Bob Kraft asked that question. The actually,
So Jim, you have your card in your mind.
Yes,
right?
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah.
So I have a little wire here, and we're gonna narrate this for everybody. Listen, I have a lighter
okay.
and a wire.
Now you get the fire extinguisher. Right?
There we go.
You have a card in your mind.
Now he's holding
so
a lighter.
I'm gonna take the lighter. I'm gonna wave
just
it. Lighting
just
heat
stuff
up this
fire in our
heat
studio.
Up this wire a little bit. What I'm gonna start to do is you're thinking of your card. I'm gonna start to mold. I'm gonna start to mold the wire. If you watch
this is a wire.
If you watch the wire, you start to see. It'll start to move a little bit, and if I start to mold it,
okay,
just like that.
Okay, the wire's like moving.
How am
around
I doing right now?
Yeah.
Are you thinking of an eight?
Yes, I am.
It's in the shape of an eight.
I think I know where it's going to be molded.
And then if I take this one, we're going to
he's molding a wire with a lighter.
Mold it down all the way.
Like he's an iron worker.
Yeah. And some Steel City magic right here.
Yes.
Is that a heart?
And then look, we're going to get it right into.
Were you thinking of that, Jim?
Let's see the card, Jimbo.
Jim was thinking
eight
of
hearts.
Bang!
Bam.
Jim, nailed how did it. That happen, Jim? You're the Bill Walton of Magic Keller commentary. Tell me, how did it happen?
I was still thinking about the star on Chris's left hand. I don't know where it came from, but my goodness, there it is, the eight of hearts.
This is too good. Follow us on Twitter at 937TheFan, driven by Shorty Chrysler Dodge. Jeep Ram locations in North Huntington and North Hills. We're with Lee Trbosek, a magician. He's doing crazy stuff right now. And also, check us out at 937TheFan on our Twitter page, Twitter live right now, and it couldn't be better. All right, Lee, we got to check out your show, too. I mean, that's a really big thing. Trust.org, be sure to check out the tickets there, trustarts.org, your new venue. Tell us about that.
Yeah,
what's going
Liberty
on?
Magic. It's a magic-only venue in Pittsburgh. It is one of a few in the world that now exists. So the original one was the Magic Castle in Hollywood, and we are, I mean, Pittsburgh is extremely lucky to have something like this in downtown.
So it won't just be your shows, there'll be other magicians performing there too?
That's what is so amazing about this. I have the opportunity to bring in my friends. Other insanely talented magicians from all around the world are now going to come to Pittsburgh and play Liberty Magic for an extent, you know, run of shows.
That's cool.
You're going to play from now until mid-May.
So I have an eight-week run going on right now. I just opened 2 days ago. And I'll run all the way through about mid-May.
All right, trustarts.org. Check that out. So you've done shows all over the world.
Oh,
and this is something we ask, like, athletes or entertainers or something. We talk to them. Will you be in, like, Copenhagen or, like, Australia or somewhere? I remember somebody asked Eddie Ift this question, right? And he's like, I'll be walking down the street and randomly be like, hey, man, go Steelers. Do you get that, like, everywhere in the world?
I do. I definitely do because I rock Pittsburgh swag all the time. Like, I'll always have like a 412 hat on or a Steelers jersey. You know, I mean, if you watched my Houdini 100 video, I whipped out a terrible towel at the end. Like, so I was hanging 100 feet upside down, spinning a terrible towel in downtown.
Yinzer
so
for life.
I am a Yinzer for life, no doubt. I talk about that in my show. My show is called In Plain Slight. It's my stand up comedy magic show that I toured. So I have a lot of like Pittsburgh references throughout the show. But yeah, when I'm on planes, sometimes, you know, people, you know, if you spot a fellow Yinzer or a fellow Pittsburgh in an airport, we're instant friends.
Did you make Antonio Brown disappear?
I was working on that for a while,
What's the, like, man on the street, non-sports guy? Like, we're so in a silo and in kind of a container that we're just sports vacuum. Like, the regular Pittsburgh dude, what do you think about Antonio Brown?
I was a fan of Antonio Brown when he was here. Obviously, I saw his, you know, what he kind of ballooned into, you know, the personality. And I was surprised that the way the Steelers handled AB, but you know, if he had to go, he had to go. If it was detrimental to the team, it was time to find a new place to go. So, I mean, and he, of course he went to the Raiders, right?
Yeah, yes,
of course. Naturally. And what is it? Perfect is going there too now that he signed there. So yeah, they're going to be lovely out there.
There's a trick for you. Make those two get along.
I hope HBO does Hard Knocks Raiders now. I kind of want to watch it.
Yes,
everybody.
All of us. Yeah.
Because it's going to be a show. So
Lee Terbosic joining us here, Fan Morning Show. Just a couple more minutes. Whenever you get, how tough was it to say I'm putting my nose to the grindstone, I'm getting this done, I'm making magic my life? It'd be easy to say, I'm going to use my degree or whatever. I'm going to work in an insurance office. I got to really make this work or I'm not eating.
Yeah. Well, I like I said, I did go to college and I got my degree in marketing and business. And that was from some really incredible insight from my mentor. I had a mentor growing up, a magician mentor. So I had a lot of people, you know, in my corner, in my camp. And, you know, but when you get out of college, I got an agent and a manager and I hit the road. You just never know, but I definitely worked. You know, I'm a Pittsburgher. I worked around the clock to make it work. So I went anywhere I had to go, and I did a lot of crappy shows in my past, but luckily.
Where's
now
the worst place you've ever worked?
Ooh, let's see.
You ever work at like the basement of one of the strip clubs in the Rocks?
I've been asked to do a couple. No. I've done a couple. You know, those crappy bar gigs that, you know, you're standing in a corner with a microphone trying to perform on a set, and there's like nine people in the room, and then there's a Penguin game in the background, so like two people.
Nobody's paying attention.
No one's watching. Yeah.
What about the nicest house? Who had the nicest house?
Oh, I've been to a couple nice houses. In Pittsburgh?
Yeah.
Let's
come on.
Let's see. I'd have to go with Chip Ganassi has a
right above the golf club there.
Yeah, I know Chip pretty well.
And he tore down a nice house to build that one.
He did, and he got a lot of slack for that.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
But yeah, Chip is an amazing guy. Yeah, Chip.
Man. Great,
from St. Albert to Baldwin worldwide.
Oh, thanks, man.
Thank you
very much.
Check out his show. Go get tickets. Trustarts.org right now. Liberty Magic. Support local artists. I mean, that's what Lee's all about.
I am.
Support local artists. Lee Terbosic. Lee, thank you so much for coming in, for freaking Jim out.
My
We've
pleasure.
Not seen Jim like this. I don't know if you just added 10 years to his life or took 10 years away from his life. One of the two, because he had a real quiz.
Now he's doing math in his head.
I know. Now he's trying to figure it out.
I think I'm stuck where I am.
Yes. All right. Lee, thanks again. We appreciate
having you guys.
Thanks, man.
All right.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.